Hey everybody, before we get started today, I just wanted to make this small disclaimer that I've already recorded the show. And that's what we normally do, and then I go back, I record a small intro and an outro, and that's usually pretty quick. What happened today in the beginning of the show was there was a mistake on my part where I made a stereo track instead of a mono track, so I had my microphone input and an open input making noise on the track. So it's a little airy. You're going to hear like a background noise. It's going to sound like there's like a shh kind of noise going on. I just wanted to apologize for that, but it does get better. I caught it in the middle of the show and I fixed it mid recording. So instead of going back to the beginning and trying to recreate that chatter that I had going, I just left it this way. So my apologies for any people that are audiophiles and are going to be sickened by the sound of this, but the show must go on, right? So here it is. What's going on? It's Ramblin' Joe. It's time for Ramblin' Joe's Funhouse, a Ramblin' Entertainment production brought to you by me, mostly. And that's why it hasn't been here in a while. So I'm just going to dive right into it. We don't have a guest this week. Your guest is me. It's going to be a shorter episode. It's going to be a shorter show. I'm just trying to catch you up on what all is happening in my world and what is happening in your world. So, you guys may or may not have seen me posting on social medias that, you know, things are a little chaotic right now. Okay? Everything is fine, but there is a whole lot going on in my personal world. So, we'll go ahead and we'll skip over the formalities. We're not going to have an intro or an outro on this show. This is it. This is me. Just talking, diving right into it. And, you know, it's a little raw, it's a little down and dirty, but that's how we're going to do it today. So I hope you all are doing well. It's been some time. I believe it has. Maybe you're a new listener, in which case, welcome. Welcome to the show. It's a slightly different format, so if you haven't listened to anything else and this is your intro to it, welcome. Thanks for being here. If you're returning, thanks for coming back. You may notice that things are slightly different than any other episode. So when you go back, or if you go back and listen to anything else, then you're going to see some different, you know, I'm a human being, okay? I have different moods every time I get behind this microphone or every time I'm sitting down to write out something I'm thinking about. So, a lot of moving parts in my world. My neighbor, Scott, who was a guest on this show a few times, he has gotten me into craft beer, which you guys may be hip to if you've heard anything else. Again, for the folks that are new here, welcome. If you're not into beer or alcohol, that's okay. We talk about other stuff. Just every now and again, you know, we get hung up on the subject because we enjoy a good beverage every now and again. So, the point of fact is, Scott got me into craft beer and microbrews and things of that nature. So, I've been really dabbling with the different possibilities and the different types and flavors and all sorts of stuff and different places. I mean, there's different breweries, different craft brew houses all over the place. So you have a lot more of an option than just your standard top four that you know from the store. And that comes with perks, and it can come with some, I don't want to say deficits, I guess. What's the opposite of a perk? I guess a deficit. I don't know. That's my closest antonym that I can come up with right now. Yeah, we're back in school. We're all back in school now. So I'm using my big boy words. Yeah, so different places have beers or beverages, whatever kind of. I mean, there's all different types. There's the IPA, which is not for everybody. It wasn't for me for a long time, but I found out I might be drinking the wrong ones for me, for my palate. Anywho, that being said, I got to try this one this week, and it was off the charts. I think yesterday I had it. It was by The Brewing Project, is the name of the place that makes it. And it's called Smoofy, like smoothie, but with a F, S-M-O-O-F-E-E, Smoofy. It was out of this world, off the charts. Unbelievable. Great beer. Great sour, I should say. So, why am I telling you this? Because I'm recapping what's going on, and that's the most recent thing that sticks out in my head. That's the most recent picture I can see on my social media. Anywho, my wife is pregnant. Which is awesome. We've been trying to have a kid for some time now. So we're over the hump, guys. We're over the halfway mark by a long shot now. We're at 26 weeks, 27 weeks. Good Lord. I can't even keep track anymore. She's due in December, right around the Christian holidays. I'll say that. She's due right around Christmas, like the day before or after. We're expected on the 26th, but I don't know if it's going to make it that far. So, anywho, I've been trying to get the house ready. You know, we got to paint the room and make sure it's like kid-friendly paint. You know what I'm saying? So there's a whole lot that goes into that. Anyone that's had a child knows what I'm talking about. Anyone that hasn't, just picture, I don't even know what, like, not knowing what to expect tomorrow. Like, everything in your world is going to change, and that's all anybody can offer you as advice, is that they love to tell you, your whole world's going to change. Your whole world is going to be flipped upside down, but it's great, though. And I'm like, I like my world. Don't get me wrong. I'm so pumped that we are finally this far along in a pregnancy, and things are looking up, and things are good. I'm very happy about that. As is my wife, and she's very ecstatic. She glows every day. Now I understand what it means when you say a woman is glowing. It's a real thing. Like there's just a radiating shine to them, to their soul, that comes out, and you know, it's just there. You look at her, and she just looks happy from the inside out. It's crazy. I don't know how to explain it in any other fashion, but yeah, this is getting to be like a real talk show now. Like, this is real talk. So that's, you know, that's different. That's a different format than I'm used to taking. Usually we just talk about music projects, you know, video games. Oh, that's something I've been doing lately, is I've been playing video games and actually qualified to get paid to play video games, which is a crazy thing, because I never thought that was I don't want to say a career option, but I never thought it was a option of doing something for myself anyway, because I'm not terribly good at it. But at times I can be entertaining. So I guess that's the way I would go about making a profit from video gaming. But yeah, so I've been playing Call of Duty, Warzone, Modern Warfare, Warzone, whatever that mode is called. But it's basically just a big gunfight. Like 150 people or something like that in the lobby, and small teams. I can hear the Hell's Angels outside, and they drive us nuts in this neighborhood. Anywho, yeah, I'm going to keep saying that because I'm practicing my dad mode of not just swearing at the top of my lungs when something goes awry. Anywho. Yeah, there it is again. Okay. So, yeah, all my neighbors bought motorcycles, like four neighbors bought motorcycles, and they love to just come around at the most inconvenient times for me. I know, it's all about me. I'm a very egocentric guy. That's why I have a podcast. So, the Call of Duty Warzone game, okay? So, 150 people in the lobby, and they all are trying to kill each other. there's teams, so you can have up to like four-man teams, I think, or four-person teams, I should say. Or you could go out solo, and I think there's a few less people, but I could be wrong. There's usually anywhere from 125 to 150. And you're all free-for-all at that point. And if you're playing teams, obviously you do your best to not, you know, obstruct your teammates or draw crazy attention to them. So you your objective is to be the last team standing, whether you're playing solo or not. And it's quite a challenge. But when you finally beat everybody, and it's very vindicating to get that far. And that's what I think is so alluring to people to watch on YouTube or Facebook gaming or whatever. They really love to see the wins, but they also love to see people rage out and people do funny things in the game. And I find a lot of funny little Easter eggs in that game. I digress. I've been doing that, and also they remastered, I guess, or retouched Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. And I've been kind of getting down on that quite a bit lately, which is a lot of fun. So, video games, that's one thing that we're talking about. I have a couple of people lined up to come and talk to me on the show about, I might just do one, like, crazy gamer episode, or maybe if I get a few more than I expected, then I can break it into a few episodes. But streamers, people that stream, they got me into it, and I wanted to see kind of what makes them tick and maybe share that with you guys and gals. Get out there and just, you know, see what they're doing and why they, like, what makes them do it, and, you know, why do they want to do it? Share that info with you. I know why I want to do it, because I have fun playing the video game. And if other people want to watch it, great. I mean, there's moments that I wish to God, I'm going like, man, I wish somebody saw that. Everybody's always felt that way about some moment. Everyone in the world has been like, dude, I wish somebody saw that jerk cut me off. Oh, man, just so you could feel vindicated in the way you feel. And that's okay. But that happens to me all the time when I'm playing that freaking shooter game. It's insane. And really, it's going to be that way with something for everybody. So that's another thing that's going on. Video games. I know, it's silly. So beer, video games, prepping the house for baby. We got to close the pool. It's that season again where we close pools. Oh, my God. What a nightmare it is, because it's, you know, it's not exactly, it's not fun. It's never a good time. And it's always like something could go totally wrong if you do it wrong. So it's very stressful to have to close pool. I don't know if you've ever done it, but it's can be difficult. I digress. Here we are again. We're back. That's put this show on hold for some time. Like, all of these little moving pieces, things are going crazy at work, and plus COVID. So we're still in lockdown mode for the most part in New Jersey, and it gets to be very frustrating, because it makes it very difficult to have anything to talk about when you've been stuck in the house, basically, for so long. Now, not much has changed for me personally, I should say, because I was kind of a shut-in beforehand and even afterwards. So now it's just like another day, but I'm losing track of days. I'm losing track of I don't know what. I've decided to kind of reformat the show a little bit for days that I don't have guests, because I think that was a big part of the stress for me was figuring out, oh my God, I don't have a guest, like, we're going to skip this week, or we're going to not have a show, or we're going to have to wait until we have more guests. I've had some great people come on and talk to, like, they've been here at my house in the studio. We've talked great deals about many things, everything from stand-up comedy to music to, you know, beer to just things of the past and bands they used to be in, things like that, and how they got to where they're at right now. And I mean, it's really like a show about human connection, okay? Because everybody needs a connection to something. Everybody wants to feel connected to someone, or maybe everyone. I don't know. I perform on stage with a band. Several bands, actually. But when I'm up there, that's my connection. That's what does it for me. That makes me happy to go up there. And I mean, I have a handful of people that I hang out with on a regular basis. If I, you know, if I find myself at in a larger group, that's fine. I can do that. I don't have like opposition to that. But I don't go seeking out to be in a giant party where I'm like the guy that everybody, like I could care less personally. It's not for me. And that's fine if it's for you. It's just not for me. The point of fact is that everybody's looking for some kind of connection with someone else. For you know, you want to experience this world while you're here. Yeah, it's getting to be like a real, real talk show now. This is blowing my mind because I'm used to just rattling off like, okay, we're going to talk to so-and-so and we're going to find out why they ever picked up a guitar in the first place or why they started singing and they got a project or they don't have a project or maybe something's coming, maybe something's not, who knows. But this is like real world stuff, man. My world is turning into an actual life. I don't know. I just felt like this was always that one day down the line. And here we are. And that's great, you know? It's not exactly what I thought it was going to be or when I thought it was going to be, but I'm grateful that it's here. And you know, I get to share it with her, and that's the best part. So in the meantime, I'm doing some stuff with music. I've been writing a lot. I haven't written any songs in quite some time. Honestly, I couldn't tell you. Like, I think the last song that I wrote and finished and said, like, this is a song, that was probably 2013, something like that. It was a long time ago. And I've been slowly kind of working stuff out, but nothing really jumped out and said, like, wow, this is something that I want to keep working on. Like, so in the last month, I think I've worked out 3 songs almost in their entirety. Maybe there's room for some polish on it, but as they sit right now, it's pretty much done. Like, I just have to go and record them, add a bass and drums and maybe a keyboard or something. Who knows? It might get cool. It might not. Who knows? Maybe we'll work it out. But it's all good. It is. And I'm pumped about it. I'm really excited that I'm feeling the creative, you know, spirit. Because I haven't felt the drive to write anything. And nothing's come up. So I've been doing like the big cover band thing. And that's fine. It's fun. You get to play songs that everybody knows. But it's not the same feeling when people know your song. Or when they know a bigger song that's out on the radio or had been on the radio or whatever. Everybody knows Don't Stop Believing. You play that, people lose their minds. But when you play a song of yours, then it's really, I don't know, it's something. It's a feeling that you can't, I don't know, I can't explain it really. It's you created something and someone else finds value in it. It's kind of awesome. It's like when your kid does well on a test at school or something. You're like, yeah, man, that's my kid. And you feel good. You're like, I put myself into that. Like, that's my child. You know, that 50% of that is me. And yeah, I don't know. Is that wrong? Is that living through your child's achievements and that's wrong in some... Psychoanalysts will probably tell me that, I don't know, I'm already starting off on the wrong foot. Okay, now it's time for the PBS pep talk. All right, now in case you guys don't remember what PBS is, supported by viewers like you, okay? So in this case, it's listeners like you guys. You can keep this dream of my podcast alive, and you can help me probably afford to do it with a little bit more regularity, because I noticed that I've been having some issues making deadlines. But I want to make it better. I want to get better for you guys. The equipment that we need and the funding that we need can easily be provided. We have a button on our main page there at anchor.fm/Ramblin' Joe's Funhouse. You can click on that button that says support right under our episode description or our show description on the podcast, and you can become a supporter for as little as $1 a month. The options they gave us were 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99 a month, and you can cancel at any time. There's no long-term commitment. There's no contract, but every little bit helps, so I appreciate even considering clicking on the supporter button and helping us get the equipment that we need and the funding that we need to keep this show alive, because we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of you guys. You keep this show alive. You help me keep making it. And I really just, I have a great time doing it. So I appreciate the consideration. If you don't mind just checking out the supporter button there on the page. Supporters are also going to be entered automatically into all of our giveaways, and they're going to have their very own supporter exclusive giveaways that will be only for supporters. And if you decide you want to cancel right after you've won a prize, then so be it. But at least consider going ahead and researching the supporter option for the page, because it helps us out a lot and we greatly appreciate it. So that's all I got to say about that. I don't want to talk your ear off about money because it's already uncomfortable. So back to the show.
I don't know, man. You just got to do what makes you happy. You do. I do a lot of stuff. I don't know. I play guitar. I play drums. I do a lot of stuff, like a ton of stuff with music. But I also do video games. I skateboard a little bit. I just picked up a bike from my neighbor down the road. Like, I saw they were getting rid of a beach cruiser, so I grabbed it. I said, hey, man, I'll take that off your hands. And, you know, so I haven't ridden a bike in a long time. I forgot how physically demanding that was of the legs. So got to get my butt back into shape. That's fun, remembering how out of shape I am. Interesting feeling. You know, you spend some time in the military and you say, oh, yeah, I could get on a bike and ride a bicycle. That's a piece of cake. So what else is going on? We had a raffle on the page. I don't know if anybody was following that, but Sean McMahon was our winner. That was pretty cool. He said that one of the episodes with Scott was one of his favorites because we had a nice conversation about our beers. And, you know, it's something that we, Scott and I, are very passionate about. So it was, it made for an interesting talk. So it was good to hear that kind of feedback, hear any kind of feedback. So please write to us or send us a message. You could text me if you have my number. If you don't, you can just shoot me a message on Facebook or Instagram at Ramblin' Joe's Funhouse. Let's see, did I change the, oh, we have a YouTube now. Yeah, I forgot we have a YouTube. So it's Ramblin' Joe's Funhouse on Facebook and Instagram. And on YouTube, our channel has a lot to do with my other venture of the video gaming. I've made some small clips, and that one is just called Ramblin' Joe because I decided to merge Ramblin' Joe Gaming with Ramblin' Joe's Funhouse, because we really don't do too much as far as the content creation over here on the Funhouse. It's mostly just the podcast, so We gave away a pretty cool glass. It's a small, it's almost like a wine glass without a stem, and it's got a little, it had a little, I don't know if you call it Baby Yoda or the child, but they had two of them, the good Baby Yoda and then the Darth Maul Baby Yoda mock-up, so that was pretty sweet. Yeah, and we picked that up from like a local artist who made it into a glass so you could put your favorite beverages in and you know, go ahead and drink out of that. So that was cool. That was something we tried to do to like give back a little bit, I guess, and like raise awareness of the page. And yeah, it was pretty sweet. It was cool. Sean was happy about it. I was happy about it. And we got to talking about this and that, and you know, it was just nice. We jammed since then. We got together. He plays drums, so he came down and we had a little jam session. That was a good time.
He's working on, he's helping me with some of those songs I was talking about. See if, you know, you bounce the ideas off of each other and you can get a different idea, different groove. Sometimes I think one way and somebody else thinks a different way. Yeah, it's cool. It's a good time. So, let's see what else we got. We got a gig on, what is it? The 26th. Yeah. The 26th of September. That's tomorrow. If you're listening on the day of release here. Yeah, so that's a cool gig. It's a private gig, but it's for a big community down here at the end of Bricktown near the water. These folks wanted to hear some rock and roll, you know? It's a good time. But you can't fault them for wanting to rock. It's all good. Anywho, there it is again. I can't stop saying it now. All right, so we've got all that going on and then some. So if you've got stuff going on, if you've got a project that you're coming out with, if, you know, if it's, I don't know, maybe it's a painting, maybe you're doing a new art series, maybe you're a poet, or maybe you're a musician, maybe you're a stand-up comic, maybe you, I don't know, do interpretive dance in Times Square and you're out of work because everything's shut down. I don't know. If you've got something project-wise you're passionate about, or, I mean, heck, if you just got a hobby that you think is interesting, please write to me because I'm intrigued. let's see what else. I've given some friends' relationship advice lately. That was interesting. People seem to come to me thinking I have answers. I've just been lucky enough not to, to mess this up too bad. We've been married for almost 4 years now. We're coming up on our fourth anniversary, and then we'll be rolling into year five, God willing. And, you know, here we are. We got married. We bought the house. We got the kid on the way. We got two cars and a dog. Two dogs, really, and two cars, and a baby on the way. So I think that's it. I think that's all we have room left in our life for. for the moment, I'm sure things are going to change. I'm sure we may or may not want another one. We've talked about it. We think we want more, but I kind of want to see how one goes. And, you know, I always thought probably two or three kids, at least two. This way, you know, child one has someone to hang out with. It's good to have a sibling to get into trouble with. I had two for a very long time, and then a third one came along way later. So it's cool because, like, now I get to get into trouble with that sibling who's, you know, still in, like, high school. So it's easier for him to get into trouble than it is. Like, I just get, like, the look that says I should know better. And I do, but I still choose the fun over the know better. I can't help it. It's in my nature. So that's what's up with me. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else going on. I mean, movie theaters are reopening in Jersey. Dude, Kevin Smith opened a pop-up movies restaurant in Red Bank, right down the street from the Secret Stash, and it's impossible to get into. Apparently you had to reserve a spot, and I didn't know that, and I'm really upset that I wasn't following the pop-up store thing, because I really wanted to go get my cow tipper on, and then I found out it's virtually impossible unless you had already pre-registered. So, to Mr. Kevin Smith, I'm sorry I didn't pre-register, and I'm a little disappointed that I couldn't go get an Egg Movie Muffin and a cow tipper. But c'est la vie, man. So that was pretty cool. They're like bringing the theater to life, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Like, the restaurant came from the movie, and now it's in real life. And I think that's pretty sweet that they can do stuff like that. I wasn't hip to the pop-up culture,
So I didn't know, especially like now during this whole restricted living thing, you have to, like, otherwise, if it was just a regular day and that was a pop-up store, it would just be flooded from like 10 a.m. or whenever they open until close. And then people would be camped out all night waiting for the next thing, the next day. Oh, man, that would have been awesome, though. But, I mean, I got to drive by it and look at it, and it was cool. It was really sweet that they were able to do that, and I think it's awesome. So that was something. If you haven't heard about it, like, maybe it'll be coming to a town near you, a city, I guess a city near you. But he's a Jersey guy. Kevin Smith is a Jersey guy, so he had to do it in Jersey. He did it out in California, and now he's here. So where next, I wonder? Maybe New York. Maybe somewhere in Florida. I don't know. Maybe somewhere a little more palatable to the climate, like climatically palatable. I don't know what I'm saying. Someplace that's got nicer weather. How about that? So that's the idea. That's what's going on by me. I don't know what else to say at this point. So I hope I caught you guys up. Maybe, I don't know. This is like my online Dear Diary now. That's what it's become. It's been a great run, like, so far, and I was really pumped that people were like receptive to the idea of coming over and recording themselves on my podcast and talking about their I don't know, their world. Like, I had Matt O'Ree came on, I had Jim Mill, my neighbor Scott came over a few times, Miller Mark. My God, man, Eddie Blake came through, Jonathan Namira, he was in the first band I think I was ever in. I don't know, man, just it's so cool that these folks want to like come down and blab about stuff like that. And I really do want to have Jonathan back on and talk a little bit more about the technicalities of his job. Maybe not get too crazy into the specifics, because I started this as a way to promote people that I think should be recognized. Jonathan is one of those guys that works very hard at what he does, and it paid off in spades because he wanted to do live sound, and now he's teaching live sound and doing it as well on his time. But he has a company that does wonderful live sound, and he pretty much taught me everything I know. I know I've talked about this before, but I'm like doing a mental recap of all the guests I've had on the show. I had Morningside Lane. Oh my God. I'm trying to think. There were so many episodes now we've done that it's cool. It's just interesting to me that people wanted to come on the show at all in the first place. And it's great that you guys listen. Like, I think it's awesome that you take the time out of your day to listen to me blab about God knows what. Because now I'm just really rambling, because that's what I do. I'm Rambling Joe. I don't know, man. That's really it. It's just, there's nothing. It's hard going down here this COVID road. There's nothing going on, and it's just nuts. It's just nuts, because you never know what tomorrow's going to hold. You don't. And we're just fortunate enough to be here living now, and I'll take it. I'll take what I can get. So thanks for sticking with me, and thanks for being here. Thank you for just being a part of the show, listening to it, or participating. I mean, hell, it's just so cool that anybody actually gives a crap. And it seems that way because I'm getting, notifications that people are listening and that they're, somebody won the glass. They didn't do that by, the giveaway that we did. They didn't do that by not participating. So thank you all for doing your thing and participating and being part of this as well. So I hope to bring you more shows in the future, and maybe next time I'll have something more to talk about than just catching you up on what I've been going down with lately and what might be on the docket ahead. So
you know, that's about it. If you have time, please check us out. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. It's facebook.com/Ramblin' Joe's Funhouse. It's Instagram, Ramblin' Joe's Funhouse. YouTube, Ramblin' Joe. I'll try and post all the links here in the description. So please keep listening. We really appreciate everything. I do. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you. Any feedback I've gotten, I always appreciate constructive feedback. It's nice to hear. You know, I'm doing live stream music. I'm doing live streaming video games. So, sorry, the weather's changing and the season is changing. It's messing with my allergies, and I think I'm starting to get congested again. So that's my cue to turn it in. Pack it in for the night, Joe. All right, listen, I hope that you all are doing well and you continue to do well. Keep kicking 2020's ass, okay? I'm going to say that. I don't care anymore. I've broken the swear barrier or whatever you want to call it, but I'm trying not to go crazy with it. But listen, keep your head up. Things should be getting back to some kind of normalcy soon. I'm starting to see places open back up. I'm starting to see people going out in public. And yeah, you got to wear a mask. You want to protect yourself. You want to protect others from yourself or whatever the case is. I know that there's science behind it, and I don't disagree with the science. I don't. That being said, I can't wait to not have to wear a mask every time I leave the house. I'm eagerly awaiting that. I believe in it. I'm just fed up with it. I'm over it, and I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go back to normal. That's all. All right, so I hope that you guys can get through this, and we'll be back soon with more episodes. I'm going to try and do like a weekly, I don't know, something. Just talk to you, see how you're doing. Maybe we'll do a live show. Maybe that'll be something we can. Please write to me. Send me a message. Let me know what you think of doing a live show. We can have the chat going, and, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll see what the deal is. We'll see what's going on, and we can hear directly from you as you're listening to the show, and then the show will be posted later. So if you missed the live stream, then this, I'll record it as well. I will keep an audio loop going so that we can put it up like this, okay? I don't know if that's a podcast or if it breaks the podcast quota or whatever, the rules of podcasting, but we'll figure it out. We always do, all right? So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and as always, ramble on. Ramble on. Ramble on. Ramble on.